Ladies and gentlemen, I have a pleasure to introduce to you today a health coach. A health coach that, being an entrepreneur, you have to take care of your body as well. It doesn't make sense to go ahead and work as hard as you want to all day and all night and to reach your goal and then lose your health. An entrepreneur has a responsibility to take care of God's temple. And this lady is going to teach you just how to do that. She's an entrepreneurial wellness expert, traveling the U.S., teaching in the field of natural health practices. And she prides herself on providing powerful takeaway tools that inspire you to take action now. Ladies and gentlemen, please help me welcome Angie Chodawa.
Just for you to know, that's a tough last name for him to get right on the first try. So give him a round of applause for that. It's usually something like that, but not quite like that. And I did marry it, but I'll tell you a little bit about myself since you're here with the big smiles on a Saturday evening. I am a board-certified naturopath doctor. What does that mean? I'm one of those crazy tree-hugging holistic doctors, okay? We like to use natural medicines and natural remedies to heal yourself naturally. We believe God gave you the temple. It's your job to take care of it. I am a mother of four children. One is in college. I have a son who's going to be 16 in a couple weeks. He can count down the hours and minutes. I don't have all that together. And I have a set of girl twins that are 12 that are playing hot basketball games this weekend without mom, the coach, for once, which is pretty exciting. I have been married 17 years. My husband's with me, two cats and a dog, and we live outside of St. Louis, Missouri. Now, I like to have fun when I'm presenting, so I hope everyone's with me here Saturday night. Yes? All right, thank you. I want to start out, whenever Valerie and I were talking about fighting for your dreams, my thought was, really, it's all about the climb. It's about the climb of life. And I really believe there's three stages to the climb. How many stages?
Three.
Thank you. Make sure you're still awake out there. Three stages. See, the first stage is about being equipped. And equipped means so many different things to so many different people. You know, equipped can be standing at the bottom of that mountain, it's full of snow, and you're standing in flip-flops. Not very equipped. Would you agree? Yes. See, equipped can be getting the right tools. Maybe that is reading books. Maybe that's going to workshops or seminars. I don't know. Equipped can be conquering the chatter matter, which is a workshop I do in corporate America about conquering the little voice. Because ultimately, if you don't conquer this, you'll never conquer this. Yes or yes? It's all out there. See, equipped could be suiting up and your coat of armor, because life is a climb. And we know that there are times when we have to be a little more protected in an environment than others in order to gain what we need to get out of it. Yes or yes?
Yes.
Thank you. You guys have to wake up. It's Saturday night. We're just starting here. See, I encourage you, as you determine where your destination is or your goals, fighting for your dream, whatever you want to call it, it's all the same. In the end, you're trying to get somewhere. I encourage you to find out exactly what equipped means to you. Because if there is a garden fire, a garden hose won't get it. And if you're climbing a mountain and you're not dressed for the occasion, if you don't have your walking stick, maybe you have ropes wrapped around you to protect you as you climb the mountain, you'll never make it to the top of the mountain. You must be equipped. And stage number two, what stage? Thank you. You're still awake for me. Stage number two would be the path. So you can get equipped because the way you do anything is the way you do everything. And then you got to have the path or the plan. I mean, how many of you have gone to an amusement park and you've pulled out the big map that's bigger than you are to find the way to the next ride? Yes? That's our climb. That's our life climb. Do you have a path? Do you have a plan? If I looked at your planner today, would I see in your planner a plan to take you to your dreams, to take you to your goal or your destination? Would I see a 10-minute snippet or a 30-minute trip here or there? Or is a dream just a dream? And you've never allowed it to go to your heart to really achieve it because you weren't equipped. So on that path, you also have to recognize that you're going to have bumps, because I don't know anyone that climbs a mountain straight up. It's windy. And the path of the climb of life is windy. See, you're going to have to make some sacrifices on this maze of life on your climb. But are you willing to make them? Are you willing to miss an event? Are you willing to cut an event short? If you want your dream, if you truly in your heart have the hunger for the dream, you'll have to sacrifice. And the other thing you'll have to be aware of on this path, it's your path. It's your dream. So when the negative brother-in-law or the nosy aunt gets involved, it's not their dream. It's your dream. It's your path. So take in consideration of those that went before you and listen. They may have a component, a nugget, a piece to it, but ultimately, it's your path. It's your dream. And number three, what number?
Three.
Thank you. Nothing happens until you move, and it's action. So you can get equipped and you can go to every event, every workshop, every seminar, read every darn book there is on your subject. You can write out your business plan and have all your goals. You've got it all. It's perfect. But if you do not get your butt up off the couch, you ain't going to go nowhere. You must move. And what happens is we have fear because our little voice, that part we're supposed to work on, we're equipped, that little voice starts to take us out. What you focus on expands. You've got to move. And this reminds me of a story, because we all have the story. But I had a client. And as you know, I do have a health center outside of St. Louis, Missouri, and I see patients on a daily basis, and I also teach for a health school across the nation. I teach those crazy health practices that are natural. But it reminds me of a story. There was this gal. This gal knew that she had a dream. It was time for her to take her dream and her career to the next level. She knew it. She began equipping herself. She knew that she had to become an author. She had to author a book no matter what. Now, granted, there were no family members supporting this. No mom encouraging her, no dad encouraging her. Brothers and sisters were making fun of her and her own profession, let alone knowing that she had to author a book to take her to the next level. But it was her dream, her path. And she did it. She sacrificed. She sacrificed camping trips. She sacrificed vacations. She sacrificed a lot. There were times that they went on trips in the car, and the whole time she smacked her way to her laptop. She did type it out. She sacrificed late hours, worked all day, and still sacrificed. She accomplished it. She wrote the book. She got it published. She was excited. She didn't care if it went on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. She didn't care. The book was hers. It was her dream. She didn't care if anyone even bought the book. But it was the principle she knew she needed to take herself and her profession to the next level. And then her local newspaper. Now, she doesn't live in her local hometown, but all of her family does. Brothers, sisters, aunt, uncles, mom, dad, everybody lives there. Her hometown newspaper called and says, "We want to do an article on you, on your book. We found out you wrote a book. You're from the small hometown. We want to do it." A half-page newspaper article. I don't know. I thought that was a pretty cool thing, right? So she was extremely excited. The hometown newspaper called. She got the article. She didn't want to tell any of her family members. She happened to come down the week that the article was published in the newspaper. She comes into her mom's house and she says, "Mom, did you get the newspaper?" Her mom says, "Yeah, I did. Well, could I look at a copy of it?" So you have to think, this gal sacrificed. She sold her family out some weekends as they ate pizza and watch movies, and she sat typing. She came home to be acknowledged from her family that she wrote a book. And her mom says to her, "Yeah, I think it's in the recycle bin." So her mom goes out, digs through the papers, and finds the article. Now, the gal didn't say, "I want my article." The gal says, "I want a copy of the newspaper." Her mom went out, dug through it, brought the newspaper back, and said, "Oh, yeah. Did you know they did a story on you?" And the gal says, "Yeah, I was hoping it was in it. Oh, yeah, I read it. And then I put it in the recycle bin." You see, guys, that gal is me. And that was 3 months ago. If you have a dream and a desire in your body and in your heart, you won't stop. You won't wait for the acknowledgement of other people. You won't wait for the acknowledgement of your family members, because it's your dream. It's your path. You equip yourself how you need to be equipped, guide your plan, and take action to do it. Because there will always be another mountain. Always. Just when you think you've reached the top, here comes the avalanche. There will always be another mountain. And I'm going to leave you with something that we say on our basketball team. I just finished coaching my third year undefeated, 12-year-old little girls. Pretty excited about it, if I must say. Something we always did in our huddles, and it's one of my favorite pieces that I like to leave everyone with. So I want you to get in the moment. I want you to concentrate and think just for about 3 seconds. What is that dream, that destination, that goal? Where do you want to be in your heart? Not what someone told you to be, but where do you want to be? And I leave you with this. You've got to see it. You've got to believe it. You'll own it. And you will win it. God bless you. Thank you.